experimental indie rock duo and NPR Tiny Desk alum Ohm is our latest Small Studio Sessions featured band. Musicians Seema Cunningham and Macy Stewart work with big names like Chance the Rapper and Wilco and are signed to Indianapolis record label Joyful Noise Recordings. WFYI's Melissa Davis interviewed them for their reflections on growing up in Chicago and that scene's influence on their work. Guitarist and vocalist Cunningham starts the conversation with how they met in high school.
I was a senior when she was a freshman, so we kind of orbited for a while. In our kind of early 20s, we kind of found each other. We were singing a lot together, kind of discovered that we had this like magical vocal connection, singing connection, and kind of unspoken thing. And then we both really wanted to mess around with strange guitars sounds at the same time, and so it was a happy happening.
Looked in the mirror the other day, caught my reflection. My mouth had moved a different way, the muscles were straining. If I hadn't walked 8 miles to make, something else happened. The day would have slipped out of my grasp, just like my reflection.
We both took piano lessons as kids, but we also played a lot of other kinds of music growing up too. I think in Chicago there are just like so many different kinds of music to offer that we like, you know, we grew up playing classical music but also a lot of Irish music. Like Seema did a lot of choral music,
playing country music.
Yeah, country, yeah. Music, like I think, you know, we were definitely trained in classical music and that's a huge part of my life, but we also, I think that we also learned a lot from playing a lot of different kinds of things too. And that was really important to us.
I think we like, because both of us, yeah, like so many kids, we like kind of got the tools and we took those tools really seriously. But then also I feel like we learned had a different kind of training kind of through like the improvised music scene or experimental music scene when we were at a point in our lives where we wanted to approach how to play an instrument differently. And like that is its own kind of training and learning experience as well.
The improvised music scene in Chicago was really important to us because it showed us how many different textures you can get out of instruments and different ways you can approach the voice or different ways you can approach the guitar even. Like that was why we wanted to pick up the guitar, is because we went to a show at Constellation and saw someone playing the guitar in this like disgusting way that was like, I had never heard anything like that before, and we were like, wow, we want to do that. We want to figure out what we can do with these tools.
It's time to get up, babe. It's already morning.
It feels great to get back on stage and definitely feels like, oh, right, this is our purpose and this is like what we're supposed to do. I feel like a lot of performers had to like hang up that coat over the last 2 years, and it feels so wonderful to finally get back and realize also that your audiences are a huge part of like how and why we do what we do. But also it means so much to us to look out and see a bunch of masks, which of course we want to see your faces, but like just the idea that everyone is entering a space and doing their best to make each other feel comfortable, making us feel comfortable, because like
that carries,
you know,
over into other things.
It carries over into other things, and the truth is that it's all very precarious, you know, like one person gets sick on a tour and everyone goes home, and so we appreciate everyone being careful and masking up and everything.
The tallest person that I ever met couldn't even reach your head. Leaky fixtures flooding your gut. You found
Ohm's second album, Fantasize Your Ghost, is out now, and you can find their small studio session at wfyi.org/smallstudio. Support for Small Studio Sessions is provided by Sun King Brewing.